right, we are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shachlach from the Intlakepmich Territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show. We have a special guest in the house, our brother Wegedesk, our high diving champion.
Yo, yo, everybody. Yeah. Happy Thursday to everybody. Yeah. Thanks for tuning in and all the love.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, man. It's always super awesome when we get you in here live.
Yeah, brother. It's an honor to be here. Thank you.
Yeah. So we have an awesome show coming up for you guys. We have a subject, and it's on human growth. We have our usual co-hosts coming in. Of course, we have our brother Wegedesk with us here. We're going to have the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. And we're going to bring in my brother, Shkwai Shachlach from Gwaishkina, BC, and also Lady Faima. And so we welcome everybody from all over the world, from Germany, from England, from Spain, from Sweden, from Egypt, from Africa, from Russia, from Ukraine, from Japan, from China, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across Canada and the United States.
Yeehaw!
So we welcome all of you for joining us on our odyssey of human growth, empowerment for human rights and justice, and just making this place a better world. So we thank you all for your ears, your time, your hearts, and we welcome you to join us and improve this world. So we have some special music coming up. We have a band called Red Scalp, and they're Polish. We have Sleep Wolf. They're from Sweden. We have Jenna Lewis and her song called Dance with the Dead. And I believe she's from this continent here. And also we have Green Leaf, and they're Swedish too. So we got a lot of Swedish influence here today.
All right.
And also, if we have time, we have some Sarmad Haddad, and I believe he's Middle Eastern, but I'm not exactly sure where he's from. But he's got some mean acoustic guitar playing. So
beautiful.
It'll be awesome if we get to hear from him, too. So we're going to start off with a good energizing song from Red Scalp and their song called Tatanka. So we're going to, and a big shout out to my father, my papa. It's his birthday.
Happy birthday, Big Chief.
Yeah, that's awesome. So we're going to start off with Red Scalp and their song Tatanka. And let's get this show on the road. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
And let's get this show on the road. So here it is, Red Scalp, Tatanka. That was Red Scalp Tatanka. Man, that sure reminded me of our brothers south, the Lakota people.
Definitely, yeah. The intro and the exit there with the drumming, super powerful.
Yeah, I was surprised. Like, I looked it up and I was like, man, these got to be Lakota people, man. I looked it up and they were from Poland. And I was like, oh, man, these guys pretty awesome, though.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. So I really enjoyed it. It's a very good homage to Native culture and just all our spirituality and just the sacred ceremonies. I know that you did the sun dance and stuff.
That's right. Yeah, I went down there with the Lakota. That was a really special experience.
Yeah.
4 days, no food, no water, dancing in the desert heat.
Yeah.
And very, very special.
Yeah, so let's get this show started right, and we'd like to please and thank you ask you to bring us through some deep breaths.
Absolutely, Chief. And this particular time we do our three deep breaths, I want us to really immerse ourselves in stillness and silence. Relax our shoulders, our jaw, you know, just, yeah, really relax and feel like a calm, calm ocean. No wind, just the sun, beauty. And as we breathe in through our nose, let's think about everything we're grateful for. And as we exhale, just let absolutely everything go. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, all the way in. Awesome. One more. Let's fill those lungs up with appreciation. Thank you. And that stillness and silence will take us through all kinds of stormy waters. No doubt about that.
Yeah. So thankful for you to bring us those deep breaths and get us all fired up for our show. Get that oxygen flowing in our blood systems up to our brain. Make our brains ready and our heart ready for an awesome topic. And we have our topic today, and it's on human growth. And we'd love to hear from you on what you have to say.
Absolutely, bro. Another interesting topic. Mm. Humans are incredibly complex, and growth, I think we're all very familiar with. But it reminds me of a conversation I was having earlier with my bro Marley about the origins of man and or humans, you know, and do we believe that we came from primordial slime and evolved over billions of years in, you know, from animals to humans, or potentially are we the creation of a far more advanced species that created us? Some people call it the ancient alien hypothesis, where we are a hybrid race between the animals that were here naturally doing their evolution and potentially an off-planet race that's very, very advanced. And they created a hybrid between themselves and the animals here, and that's who we are. And so, you know, speaking about growth is like, well, we know that we definitely want to grow in a healthy way and a happy way. But on an individual level, I think your beliefs about our origins will determine a lot about what you believe healthy growth is. And as well, not only our origins, but what happens after we die.
Mm.
And so, you know, those things, you know, there's the trifecta, where you think about three things in one, and we're talking about human growth, but how about our origins and our afterlife? And then that will kind of help us determine with more precision what is healthy growth for us. And for me, in my life, I believe I upgraded my thinking to believe whenever we have a choice, it's not one or the other, it's both. So as animals evolving, what does that look like for us? And also, as, you know, the sons and daughters of God evolving, how does that look as well? And in terms of our animal stuff, I think that's managing our temptations and our appetite and the animalistic part of ourselves. And as we transfer over into the divine aspect of who we are and the mystery of the beautiful sun that traverses the sky and that type of thing. We get into spirituality, and that's where fasting comes in, where we really remove ourselves from the physical world stuff and we build our faith and our beliefs in the perfect world that is being unfolded bit by bit. And so, you know, what an incredibly complex topic you brought up, Chief, with human growth. But there's no doubt about it. As humans, we seem to be in between the animal world and the angelic world, or between the earth and the heavens. And as always, you know, appreciation, gratitude, doing our deep breaths, focusing on the positives. Those are the types of things that I know in my life have really directed my growth, you know, because growth, who knows, does growth even happen? You know, maybe it's always backwards. Maybe it's always forward. Maybe it's two steps forward, one step back, you know. It is such an amazing experience that we're here doing and living and experiencing. And I definitely know that those focusing, you know, mantras, where you just repeat positive words. That's been a big help in my growth. If I have a walk to do or I've got 10 minutes where I'm waiting for something, I just repeat Wegedesk, health, happiness, beauty, success, gentleness, all these good things, you know, and I just fill my mind with those good things. And 10 minutes of that, I go about my day, and my day is way different because it's been influenced by those things. So those are some of the things that I use to direct my human growth. And how about you, Chief? What are you saying about growth?
Well, it's going to be explained partly in the next song that I picked, which is from Sleep Wolf, and the name of the song is called Stoned Ape. And I've been really thinking a lot about that because, you know, there's a lot of theories going on that, you know, we evolved from, you know, the apes, and then we started to come basically out of the trees and just started our own age and group of the Homo sapien family. And but it really sparked something in my brain about, you know, the whole growth of humanity and how, you know, possibly, we don't know for sure, but, you know, we could have evolved from the apes and, you know, come down from the trees and experienced with the magic mushrooms, DMT, these things that can alter our minds and brains. And, you know, soon, next thing you know, we're playing with fire.
Mm-hmm.
And we're starting to paint on the walls.
Yeah,
getting creative and starting to develop and have this new age of the human world that's kind of like taking it over and at the same time crushing it to death. So we need to be kind of responsible also, because you know, it's almost like we're causing our own extinction, and we have the power to stop it. We have the power to change it and make it more of a special thing rather than a disaster. You know, there might be other entities out there watching us and like thinking like, oh man, what are they going to do next? Are they going to really nuke themselves out of existence?
Hope not.
And it's so possible. You know, there's a lot of talk about that going on, and, you know, there's some minds in the world that are almost set on doing that, and we have to be prepared to suffer the fallout if it does. And we got to be prepared and do our best to prevent it. And so that's what we're here on the show doing, trying to promote positivity, human growth, and empowerment from human rights and justice. So, you know, that's our responsibility, and I take it very, very, I take it to heart. Like, it's a responsibility, and I think that we should be all doing it, but, you know, we all can't. So I'm going to just do my best to do that and spread it out to the world as much as I can, to all my brothers and sisters on this world, and try to be a good positive influence on them, just as Counselor Fari was and did and showed us nice ways of doing it. She had this great human spirit that was full of compassion and love, and we can only try to reflect that and do the same. And that's my take on that. And I guess we're gonna have to carry on with the show. And you guys will get to hear this next song from Sleep Wolf. They're from Sweden, and their song is called Stoned Ape.
Cool.
So we'll have a listen to that, and then we'll get on to the president of Minnetonka Park Association, see what she has to say.
Sweet.
Yeah, so thank you all for listening. Enjoy this song from Sleep Wolf, Stoned Ape.
Thank you.
music. We're back. That was Sleep Wolf, Stoned Ape. Stoned Ape is your family. And we have on the line with us, we have our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. Good, thank you. Good. Hello, everyone.
Awesome. Welcome to the show. We're so grateful to have you on.
I'm very grateful to be on.
Excellent. And I'm really excited to hear what you have to say about human growth. That's our topic for today.
Oh, my goodness. It's a fantastic, yeah, another doozy, beautiful topic.
Yeah.
You know what, my mind initially was, you know, went to the to that point of like that there's that sweet spot of of growth. Like you need to, like it's the opposite, you know, complacency or being on autopilot is, it's hard for growth to grow there, but that a little bit of pushing, but not too much, like just that sweet spot is what came to mind initially. But the other thing I thought about is my mind went to nature, where sometimes there's death before there's recreation, birth, growth, and all of that, like a regeneration. Mm-hmm. And somehow for me, I was thinking back on my own life, and some of the most powerful periods of growth have been around some kind of death, not meaning necessarily the death of a person, but the death of either a mindset or it's a shift or a death of a mindset or just a big transformation like that type of thing. And that's sort of where my mind started to go. And I loved to that image of nature being this dynamic, shifting, reinventing kind of system. It's what went to mind when I thought of human growth.
Yeah.
That there's some similarities there.
I think what you're kind